It's Friday, December 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the state of sales from Salesforce and what's really happening after those tech layoffs. This is the Business of Tech. So let's talk about sales. 69% of sales professionals say selling is more challenging now than before the pandemic, according to the State of Sales 2022 report from Salesforce Research, quoting ZDNet with four key findings. First, the new sales mantra, maximizing impact. Companies are moving away from high-risk strategies as they battle inflation, supply chain bottlenecks, regulatory uncertainty, and political disruption. And yet, sales reps are under pressure to hit targets. It's a huge challenge. Two, sales operations boost efficiency. Operational efficiency is taking on growing importance. Sales ops are expanding into a more strategic role, tasked with enabling reps to spend more time in customer conversations. Sales reps spend only 28% of their week actually selling. Third, reps strive to meet rising buyer expectations. Buyers are looking for sales reps to meet them wherever they are, regardless of channel, e-commerce platforms, social media networks, and personal assistants. Buyers then expect sales reps act as sophisticated, trusted advisors. Organizations connect with buyers on an average of 10 channels. And fourth, the seller experience gets a second look. Companies are reviewing training programs and benefits while optimizing territories and sales enablement tools to set up employees for success. New headcount is limited, and a 25% turnover is expected in sales organizations over the next 12 months. I'm also going to highlight some specific trends from the 10 listed. First, buyers expect well-informed sales teams with sophisticated insights. The report found that 81% of sales reps say buyers increasingly conduct research before they reach out. This was an eye-opening finding. 87% of business buyers expect sales reps to act as trusted advisors. Second, the marriage experience has to be better than the courtship experience. The report found that 80% of sales reps say maintaining customer relationships after the close is increasingly important. And third, sales teams are drowning in tools and overwhelmed with data. The report found that 94% of sales organizations plan to consolidate their tech stack in the next 12 months. Why do we care? That last one, that's another example of less is more. Customers don't need more systems. They need to use the ones they have better. That's playing out in sales teams. There are obvious insights here to implement, so I won't belabor those. I will highlight that hiding any of your information, including pricing, doesn't play well with those rising buyer expectations. I've mentioned layoffs before hitting some of the larger tech firms and how it's not something to be focused on, but more data to reinforce that. According to an analysis of laid-off workers conducted by Revenio Labs, a workforce data provider, 72% have found new jobs within 3 months. Even more surprising, a little over half of them, at 52%, have landed roles that actually pay more than what they earned in their lost jobs. The job prospects of laid-off workers vary widely based on their occupation. Software engineers have had especially good luck, Revenio Labs found, with 79% of those who lost their jobs since March landing new gigs within 3 months. On the other hand, human resource specialists have had a more challenging time, with only 58% finding a new employer quickly. Or how about this data set? Looking at data from Parachute and Layoffs, both compiling information provided by out-of-work employees, they estimate that 75% of tech workers laid off in October will find a job within 3 months. That's up from 71% for those laid off in January this year and 67% of those who lost their jobs in July 2021, when Silicon Valley was still amidst a hiring binge. Now, why do we care? The noise about tech layoffs is precisely that. noise. These are companies that overextended and are trimming up. These are valuable employees who will get new jobs in a tight economy. Do not focus on that noise. Overall, this is encouraging news. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit ciscopartnerjourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. In the food theme, it is National Chocolate Covered Anything. Now, I'm not sure what anything might be. I'd love to hear ideas. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.